There are new questions today about the nuclear power industry's effort to temporarily store high-level radioactive waste on an Indian reservation in Utah. The chairman of the tribe involved was indicted on federal corruption charges. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Spent fuel rods are piling up at the nation's nuclear power plants, and utility companies have only two realistic hopes for relief: a permanent nuclear waste repository beneath Yucca Mountain in Nevada, that's at least 6 years away, and a temporary storage site that could be up and running sooner on the Skull Valley Goshute Indian Reservation west of Salt Lake City. The Goshute proposal seems to have suffered a significant setback with the indictment today of tribal chairman Leon Baer. The FBI's Chip Burris characterizes the charges this way.
What we're talking about here is corruption, pure and simple. Greed combined with an abuse of public trust, in this case, the Goshute tribe's trust. This abuse for such blatant personal gain undermines the integrity of the tribe and destroys the faith and confidence of all citizens that they are entitled to expect from their appointed or elected officials.
Baer is charged with stealing more than $160,000 in tribal and federal funds, some of it generated by the tribe's nuclear waste proposal. The Justice Department says Baer double-dipped on salary payments and travel stipends. The Goshute chairman is also charged with filing false tax returns. But U.S. Attorney Paul Warner says the indictments are not directly related to Baer's aggressive pursuit of nuclear waste.
I cannot emphasize enough the irrelevancy of that in our determination to prosecute Mr. Baer. That is of no consequence to this office, that meaning whether or not high-level nuclear waste comes. That's not within our purview of our jurisdiction.
But that's of great consequence to the state of Utah. The state officially opposes the tribe's alliance with a consortium of nuclear power companies and the consortium's effort to temporarily store the nation's nuclear power plant waste on the Goshute Reservation. Diane Nielsen directs Utah's Department of Environmental Quality.
These aren't the sorts of allegations that you ought to be hearing from and about individuals and governments that are going to be responsible for storing high-level nuclear waste. The soundness of decisions and the ability to lawfully carry them out is potentially questioned when you're looking at these sorts of allegations.
Leon Baer and his attorney were traveling today and not available for comment. The secretary for the Skull Valley Band of Goshutes says only Baer can respond for the tribe. Sue Martin is a spokeswoman for the Consortium of Nuclear Power Companies, and she says the nuclear waste storage effort will continue.
Our contractual relationship is with the band, not with Leon Baer as an individual. We don't expect this to be an obstacle to our continuing relationship with the band and with the project.
Actually, that'll be up to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, which is considering now the nuclear waste storage proposal of the tribe and the consortium. Some tribal opponents of that effort were also indicted today. Three Goshutes and their attorney are charged with bank fraud and theft, stemming from their attempts to wrest control of the tribe from Chairman Leon Baer. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.